From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. American agriculture faces a trade deficit it's never seen before. Chad Smith has more on the factors behind the numbers.
The U.S. is facing a record large agricultural trade deficit in 2024. Betty Resnick, an economist at the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the deficit has deepened significantly in the last 2 years.
The trade deficit for fiscal year 2024 is now forecasted at $32 billion, which is almost double the record set last year. Historically, the U.S. has always had agricultural trade surpluses, but this would be the fourth time in only 6 years that the U.S. has had an agricultural trade deficit. So this is approaching a new normal status.
She says there are many challenges contributing to the ag trade shortage.
Declining commodity prices, a strong U.S. dollar, and increasing foreign competition hampering U.S. exports. All at the same time, imports are continuing to grow as we consume more and more horticultural products, including fresh fruits and vegetables, and alcoholic beverages from our trading partners.
However, Resnick says there are things the administration and Congress can do to improve the situation.
Fighting for better market access for U.S. agricultural exports, boosting domestic specialty crop production by bringing relief to farmers facing labor shortages through ag labor reforms and tweaks to the H-2A program, and also promoting U.S. exports through market promotion and increasing funding to programs like MAP and FMD through the Farm Bill. So there's several policy levers that could be used here.
Learn more on the market intel page at fb.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
Precision agriculture education. More on that when Farm Weekend returns.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors. And if you find yourself in a crisis, remember, there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
The 16th International Conference on Precision Agriculture will be held at the Manhattan Conference Center in Manhattan on July 21st to the 24th. The conference will be highlighting significant research and its applications in precision agriculture and showcase emerging technologies and information management for agriculture. The Kansas Farm Bureau Federation for Agriculture is offering $200 scholarships to attend the conference. A public hearing will be conducted at 2 p.m. Tuesday, July 2nd. To consider changes to the administrative regulations relating to livestock movement and public livestock markets. The hearing will be held in person at the Kansas Department of Agriculture in Manhattan, as well as video conferencing system. KDA is proposing revisions to two regulations relating to movement of livestock into or through Kansas. These changes reflect current management practices and standards of the livestock industry and update various requirements for public livestock markets. Find more details on the KDA website at agriculture.ks.gov/public comment. Next, Insight with Greg Deering.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Greg Deering.
Getting the hay wagon through the gate was always a challenge, from taking bales off of a field to be stored at the yard. Clearing the gate was the main obstacle for every field, but the one that involved crossing a highway. Crossing that two-lane blacktop with a full load on the trailer was about the most nerve-wracking job on the ranch. It angled across the crossroad, and a hill on the south obstructed the view of oncoming traffic. All told, it probably took 30 seconds at most to get everything from the bumper to the taillights across the highway, but it felt like an eternity. We avoided hauling from that field during peak traffic times for obvious reasons. In fact, we avoided being anywhere close to highways with farm equipment whenever possible. Sometimes, however, a highway is the only route available. Farmers and ranchers will go out of their way to avoid slowing you down, if they can. Whether you're on the highway or make a turn onto one of those back roads this summer, be on the lookout for these slow-moving vehicles. Being temporarily slowed is far better than a sudden, permanent stop. It will only take a few moments before your journey resumes its previous pace. Just as the highways are filled with summer travelers, the back roads are busy with all the activities involved in putting food on your plate.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau. The voice of agriculture.